I thought that was the nicest thing, though.
What do you call low ground in a river valley where somebody might plant some corn or something like that? Are you familiar with the terms bottomland or bottom?
Well, there's a bottom land. I know you want certain kind of food, vegetables, or seed that you put in the bottom land, because, and then you have an eye to the man that knows. He knows about when the rains are coming,
mm-hmm.
and he knows how many to plant that, and it gets off in time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That. And that's the bottom land. Because it's rich soil, you know, the soil's all washed in there, and it's fertile, and they just grow off so fast.
Would you name different kinds of roads that people used to build in this area? What kinds of roads did people use?
Roads.
Uh-huh.
Well, John, they didn't use them anymore, they're so when now, they might have them now, from now on, when I can. But they...
Well, what, for example, would you just call an unpaved road?
Just an unstraight
one. I mean an unpaved one.
Unpaved road, right? That's the kind I was raised on, you know, we didn't have. But they were just on... what would you call them, Edward?
Rural road, American.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, that's a rural road, but you can have a rural road now, but that... That's all I kind of had.
Well, would you call that a dirt road? Or
dirt
a
road, yes.
Yeah.
Dirt road. And that's what I say, it was a dirt, and it was just a narrow, for, you know, a buggy. If you've been, if you're going to meet somebody and on some other conveyance, well, you had to stop, or if you'd find a little place you could get out a little bit, and you got out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the pass. It was just a narrow road.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I remember that.
Well, what about roads that people use these days? What do you call them?
I don't think you'd find enough names for them, would you?
Well, some people have different names for different kinds of them. Do you have a particular name for a paved road that has a black surface?
But don't quite get well better.
Blacktop.
I believe they call, I've heard them speak of the blacktop. You know, since I've got those things, lady, you know, I've been blind, and I don't know about the blacktop road.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
It's been about 15 years now, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
See.
Well, do you have a particular kind of name for a road that doesn't have a black surface on it? I mean, for sort of a light surface road?
I have concrete road or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Is that a light color?
Well, it's light in color, but it usually is built for heavier traffic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Concrete.
What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country? Do you have a special name for it, or would you just call it a ditch?
Call it a drain.
It seems like it has to be, I don't really know if it's a ditch or anything, but I know they cut them out, you know, make them so smooth and nice out by the side
mm-hmm.
of the road.
Both
wheels
push that for a drain and
let
all along.
Mm-hmm.
And
I say, what do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and doesn't do any work?
Every what you got, you know.
I don't know. I got one out there. Give you the one thing.
There were two nice dogs out there when I came out. They're real friendly, pretty dogs too.
I would.
White one out there.
We have one. Edward has one. Is a beauty.
That's the one I first saw out there.
Yes, that's
beautiful,
a beauty.
And so friendly, too.
Oh, he is, and just loves you. He wants to shake hands with
you.
Yeah,
nice dog. Well, would you call a dog that didn't do anything, just a worthless dog, or a no-good dog, or a no-good dog?
I think a worthless is about as bad name as you can give.
Worthless.